This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Always wonderful to be with Celebrate Mercy. Allah barik fikum. MashaAllah. The whole entire team. May Allah bless your efforts. I'm so glad that you're continuing these Friday Gems series. Alhamdulillah, it's really an honor to be here. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam ajma'in. Inshallah, we're going to focus today our attention on some of the verses of Surah Al-Kahf that you've read again and again, multiple times. But sometimes it's good to kind of take a deep dive and to look into some of the verses more closely. And I'm going to introduce a concept today called cognitive dissonance, which is found in our field of psychology and psychiatry. And I'm going to slightly tweak that into explaining what it would mean from an Islamic psychology perspective, inshallah. Now, the verses I'm going to cover from Surah Al-Kahf start from 103. And they really speak to this concept that I'm going to share with you in more detail. So let's start with the first verse, inshallah, and go through the tafsir explanation and the background explanation of the verses, and then explain what this concept means. And we'll do so in more detail now and again at the break, inshallah. So we'll start. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا O Prophet, shall we inform you of those who will lose the most deeds? SubhanAllah. Take a moment and look at this far closely with me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asking him and saying, shall we tell you about those people who go ahead and put effort? They actually make efforts. But it turns out that their efforts may not actually match up. And so therefore, they lose deeds that they are expecting. Actually, they put forward and they should be deeds that they are that should be there waiting for them, for example, on the Day of Judgment. But they were not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here, the concept of al-akhsarina a'mala, those who are the greatest losers in respect to their deeds, the deeds that they attempted to put forward. The next verse says, الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا Those whose efforts were wasted in this life, meaning they put the efforts forward, but they didn't actually count. Deeds that were put forward. And let's just take a pause and think about our day today, Friday, Yom Jum'ah together, mashallah. Think about everything you've done so far today. You woke up. I hope the first words on your mouth, right, is shukr and hamd to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi alladhi ahyana ba'da ma amatana wa ilayhi nushur. Alhamdulillah for the one who brought us back after the smaller death, right, of sleep. And then maybe you went about your day to get ready. Maybe ready for work, or maybe you have children, you got them ready for school, or maybe you're getting, have elders to take care of, or other business that you need to take care of. And you went about your day, rush, 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 different things that we put forward. And whether you are in the service of your family, of the people in your company or institution, if you work, those who are in your community, if you do community service, we're putting deeds, actions forward all day long. But this verse makes us pause and think about what kind of deeds are actually accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and which are not. They were deeds put forward, yes, but were they accepted? الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا These people are people who put deeds forward, but they did not count. They were not in accordance with the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed our actions should be. They were not acceptable. These actions were not acceptable to Allah Azza wa Jal. And you're thinking, well, these are pretty everyday actions, right? I get up, I take care of my family, I go to school, I go to work. What is it that I possibly am not doing? Look at the next verse. وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا You're putting these deeds forwards, thinking that you're acquiring good deeds. This is for these deeds that are loved, accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it turns out that some of these intentions and some of these actions are not actually accepted by God. Well, who are these people? And you might be asking yourself, am I one of them? Like, what's going on here? The next verse answers that question. أولئك الذين كفروا بآيات ربهم ولقائه. These are the people who deny the ayat of their Lord, the signs of their Lord. They denied the signs of Allah in the world around them, the proofs that He established, His oneness, the truth of the messengers, and they denied the hereafter. Now, take a moment with me and think about, again, your day today and everything you've done so far up until today, up until this moment. All around you are verses, are signs, ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Signs of His existence and signs of His oneness and signs of His dominance and dominion over everything. As I was driving today earlier on the highway, we live here in the San Francisco Bay Area in California. It's a beautiful place, mashallah. It's a cloudy day today, and we have mountains in the backdrop of where I live. The mountains today, the very peaks of the mountains, had these beautiful cloud cover today. And the clouds were like these marshmallows, right? Just barely touching the tips of the mountaintops. And it was beautiful. And the sunlight was coming through in between the clouds and the mountains. And it just sort of took your breath away and you say, SubhanAllah. La ilaha illallah. Jalla jalalahu. La ilaha ghayrahu. Wahdahu. La sharika la. It's amazing. That kind of feeling of realizing, seeing literally the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala around you, to take a moment, just a moment, and to acknowledge that, to say subhanallah, to say alhamdulillah, glory be to God and thanks be to God. When you kind of take for a moment and acknowledge that, it solidifies that you truly understand and see God's signs in the world around you, the proofs of His existence, that nobody could do that. Nobody can make that beautiful scenery happen as much as they tried. And I was thinking to myself, all the cars that were driving through on the highway, and I thought to myself, how blessed are we to be people who can actually see the reality of what's actually in front of us. But how many are so concentrated in their driving, or I've got to get to work, I've got to get to this deadline. Or it may be that they're kind of tuned into something completely taking them far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maybe a podcast they're listening to, or music, or whatever it may be that just turns them and turns their heart away from God. Or simply in ghafla, like as though there, you ask somebody later, maybe both of you drove the same path and you both park and you both get out of the car and you say, did you see that beautiful imagery of that mountain and the clouds? What mountain? What clouds? Completely not even seeing it. I give this example because it happens so often. And to be a person who literally remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the small and the big, so that the other verses of the Quran that talk about that people don't turn to God until they're in some sort of pain or tribulation or troubles of some sort. And then they're constantly praying. And when Allah gives them what they need, it's as though nothing happened. They don't even remember Him again. When you think about these verses and what they're telling us about people who not only don't see the signs of Allah or they're in a state of heedlessness or ghafla, here are people who are denying the signs of God's existence, of saying, no. The clouds formed because it was, you know, hot yesterday and now it's going to rain. And no. You know, they give you this scientific, intellectualizing kind of explanation. And here is Allah Azza wa Jal telling us that the people who deny these signs, deny His existence, Jalla Jalaluhu, deny the messengers and deny the fact and reality and truth that they will meet Allah in the Day of Judgment, on the Day of Judgment, and that they will be judged for their actions. The denying of this causes so much else of what you do, even the mundane, to not have qubul or acceptance. Think about this for a moment. We read these verses in Surah Al-Kahf every Friday. We read them often. But sometimes it takes a moment to really pause and really think about, well, what do they mean? What is Allah telling us here and reminding us, right? أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ وَلِقَائِهِ. That we don't want to be the people who deny the signs of Allah around us and deny the reality of actually meeting Him. And here Allah says, kind of in totality or in summary of the last four verses, He kind of brings them together. And He says, فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا. Right? That on the day of resurrection, on the day of judgment, we're not going to assign them or give them or heed them any weight, which means their balances, right? On the day of judgment, that those balances are not going to be heavy. In fact, they may be empty, even though those people thought that they were coming with all these good deeds and charity and taking care of others and helping, that some of these things may not actually have counted if it was done with the denying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His existence. I think about this often. I think about things like philanthropy, you know, being generous in donations. How many people have donated, but with what intention? If you've donated for a name or a plaque or a building to be named after you, the final year I was in medical school, they renamed the medical school some fancy name of a donor. And all of us are like, what did the name of our school change? You know, and yeah, a wealthy person donated. I don't know that person's intentions. All I mean to say, you know, a fancy name on a building. If the point was to do that, as opposed to a greater good, a greater cause of being in the service and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then did that actually amount to anything other than applause in the dunya and people going, congrats, wow, wonderful, right? And we remind ourselves that the recognition of Allah outweighs any recognition in the dunya. And so here, subhanAllah, in taking all these verses in totality, I'll kind of summarize and pick up again on this concept of cognitive dissonance, because these verses remind me heavily of that concept. What is cognitive dissonance in brief? And then we'll talk about it a little more in detail soon here after the break, inshallah. But it really means that this person who has thoughts or behaviors or actions that don't actually align, right? They don't actually align with how it is that they're viewing the world, their worldview around them. So if our worldview as Muslims is a God-centered worldview, our worldview is one in which we understand that Allah created us and to him is our return, then everything we do, including the drive on the highway or the taking care of our kids and getting them ready for school or getting ourselves ready at work or motivated to do our work and meet our deadlines, all of that has to be in alignment with the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. And if it's not, if other intentions start to seep in and become much bigger than the intention of worshiping God for the sake of worshiping God, then now we live literally in a dissonance, right? Not just cognitively, but also spiritually. And so I want to kind of introduce this concept to you, show you how these verses speak very clearly about that. And then we need to talk about what this means for the believer. Because even us as Muslims, believers, we sometimes say, you ask, you say, do you believe one God? Of course I believe La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, right? You know, do you believe in the Akhirah? Of course I believe in the Day of Judgment, right? These are the signs of Iman, right, of a believer. But then the actions and the behaviors that the person is exhibiting don't match that belief system. There is a dissonance, a discord between them. There's a discord between somebody who actually is much more dunya-oriented, right, and one who is akhira-oriented.